Okay. Kumlan Lablat Gemara. We're up to that Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We're actually doing the Gemara today of Dalad Sivan. Says the Gemara, we are concluding Pei Kamoitzi Yayin. And the last thing we learned was about how one is able to clean themselves after they go to the bathroom. And we spoke about not using clay shards, not using clay cheres, because either sakana, or because you might rip off some hairs. Or because kishuf, and then we wrote a story that puts you under the spell of a witch. Says the Gemara, three lines from the top. It's a fascinating Gemara here. The Gemara says, Rav Huna once said to his son Rabba, he said, that, remember the story we learned yesterday was between Rav Chizkiya and Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rav Huna's son Rabba, when they were traveling together and they were able to withstand that witch. So Rav Huna said to Rabba's son, my time was shchichet kamed Rav Chizkiya, why don't you spend more time with my colleague Rav Chizkiya, the mechadon shmaita, he will sharpen your mind, he'll teach you how to learn properly. Amalei said to him, my ezi legabe, why should I even bother going to him? The chazil legabe, when I do go to him, meitzel milal me, what he talks to me about, istam. Things of the world. I come to learn, and he tells me things of the ways of the world. For example, he told me a few things like this. He said, "Manda ayel beisakise." If someone has to go to the bathroom, lo leise behed, you don't sit down straight away. Take your time and till you're ready to start going to the bathroom. Vele litrech tvei, and don't push yourself too hard. The haika kashta tlashini yasev. You have over there the opening where you defecate from, and if you push too hard, you can rip it. And the osila de sakana, you can come to sakanas. I came to learn Torah, and he tells me all of this, which he calls sort of gobbledygook. Omalei, so Rav Chizkiya said to him, Rav Huna said to son Rabba, very important words. You're telling me when he's telling you things of health that it's mili d'alma, stam geret. Omalei, who osig bechaya de briyasa. Rav Chizkiya is trying to teach you the ways of life, how to remain healthy. Va'at amne b'mila d'alma, and you're calling it stam mila d'alma, worldly things. Kosh gen zilagabe, I'm even more impressed. If he is concerned about your welfare and your health, because the Rambam writes in the beginning days over there that your health is part of avodas habayde, that he's talking to you about your health, then surely you should go learn from him. What a powerful gemara, how important it is to maintain your health. That this is why Rav Chizkiya is even more, a greater tzaddik and a greater rebbe, and Rosh Yeshiva, because he's concerned about health as well. Says the Gemara further, Hoyu lefonov tzroir v'cheres. Let's say you had two choices. You had a pebble and you had a cheres. The chesaron of a pebble, of a rock or a pebble, is that it's not a keli, therefore it's mukza machas gufa, which is this very strict kind of mukza. Cheres is a keli, so it doesn't have that mukza. On the other hand, cheres has the issues you might pull out some hairs or sakana. So what's preferred on Shabbos? Rav Huna says, mekaneach b'tzroir. Rav Huna says you should use the tzroir. The ein mekaneach b'cheres, do not use the cheres for the reasons I mentioned before. And Rav Chizkiya says, no, mekaneach b'cheres, the ein mekaneach b'tzroir. He said, the cheres maybe will cause something. But when you pick up a tzroir, you definitely are taking something which is mukza, and it's the harshest kind of mukza. So even though that the question in hand, if you take a cheres, might be greater, the outcome, but because it's something that's far more rare, and the tzroir is a definite, it's a mukza machas gufa, therefore he prefers the cheres. Meisel has a question. It says, "If you had before your tzroi v'cheres, mekaneh v'cheres dafki, use the cheres. Maybe mekaneh tzroi clear or raya to Rav Chizkiya. Better use the cheres because the tzroi is muksa machas gufay. And in other words, when you have a vada, you're doing something wrong, even though it's a smaller aveda, and you have a suffix that they might come out to aveda, but it's a bigger aveda, and that seems to be the cause of the machlekes. According to Rav Chizkiya, your vada doing a small aveda is worse than a suffix doing a bigger aveda." And according to Rav Huna, Suffolk doing the bigger Aveda overrides Avada's small Aveda. Says Yimot L'chayr T'yut Rav Huna, repudiates Rav Huna. And says the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, Targumar from a Papa, Kamei Rav Chizkiya, Leib Rav Huna, when it says over here that you should, that a Cheres, what are we talking about over here, that we should use a Cheres, but Oigne Kalim. We're not talking about what we were saying before, something that has no keli in it, it's a muksa machas gufay. We're talking about the handle of keli, which are smooth, and therefore the chances of them, of in this case, where the chances of it cause a ripping here or all these things are not going to happen, because the handle of the keli is smooth, there's no sharp edges. So the fear is are more or less allayed. Says Gemara further, so interesting, what's worse? What happened? He had in front of you a pebble, but you also had grass in front of you. One of them says, use the pebble. They're not use grass, because grass are west, and therefore they can cause a lot of harm. They can cut through the meat. Rashi brings a pirush from his Rebbes, which he doesn't like, and they basically say the pshat is, the problem with the grass is not that you're going to harm yourself, but that you are going to pull the grass out of the ground. And that's and you're over the malachas of Talish. So Rashi doesn't understand. If it's talking about that the grass is attached, and you want to pull it, nobody says you're allowed to do Yisra D'Raisa. So Rashi says, maybe the way my Rebbe learned was, you're going to use the grass while it's still attached to the ground. You don't plan to pull it out. And the shashi is that you might. So therefore, and so which one should you do? So one of them says, better do the pebble, not the grass. Why? Because the tzroid is definitely muktzah, because it's a muktzah machas gufa. And according to them, it's mechuber to the ground. There's no I, the isi, not allowed to use a mechuber on Shabbos. It's muktzah, that's only by a tree, but not by grass. Says the Gemara, makes lots of questions. Let's bend if somebody wipes himself with something that the fire has control over. Shin of it can cause damage to your opening where you defecate from. So we see that, well, that's not a good thing. Late kasha, not a problem. If it's wet, it doesn't have, you know, the grass doesn't have any, the fire doesn't burn wet grass. So therefore, that's all right. Hobby evasion, and here we're talking about dry. Dry grass taka burns easily. Like, hey, it burns easily. So therefore, don't use dry grass, but we're talking about here wet grass. Hanitzrech lefanes vein nifnes. Someone has to go to the bathroom, and he doesn't go. What's the detriment? One of them says, ruach rosh letes boy. One of them says, that's what happens to all the terrible odor. It comes out of your mouth. And because he didn't go to the bathroom and allow all the waste to come out. And worse than that, ruach zohama shalatz by your entire body suddenly begins to perspire. Tanya, we look about the ruach shalatz by the entire body begins to perspire. The Tanya, we learn hanitza the cover of somebody we already has before. Someone has to go to the bathroom, but oichel and eats while he has to go to the bathroom. Doime letanu is like an oven shehisikua that you heat it up again to cook again. But what did you have inside the agabe afori, the ashes from the previous thing? It doesn't burn well. And that's the beginning of the onset of the whole entire body perspiring and having this bad odor. Another thing, if you had to go to the bathroom and you're finding it difficult, you have constipation, the best thing to do is stand up, sit down. And that activity, every time you stand up, you sort of force your waist to come down your body and slowly move inch closer to escape. He says, don't stand or sit in the same place. Move to different parts of the room and then stand and sit down and all that. Rabbi Yehuda says, take a stone, and try to force it to open up, to allow the waste to come out. The best thing is stop thinking about it. If you have to go to the bathroom and you need to stop thinking about it, you won't go to the bathroom. So what's the point? What did you achieve? So he said, what I meant was stop, don't get distracted from other things, focus on this. Once saw this Arab, become the Yosef, he stood up and he sat down, and then suddenly he had diarrhea. Sounds like Rav Chizkiah's suggestion from the beginning, that you stand up in the same place. You don't have to move around. If somebody goes into a meal and it's not nice, it's not appropriate during the meal to leave the table to go to the bathroom. So what's the best thing to do? Make sure you go to the bathroom prior. How do you do that? How do you make sure that even if you don't have to go, that you go? Is the halach, one suggestion is go yud pa'amim 10 times shal arba abamis. Go 10 times back and forth, and each time the distance of four amis. And you know, you walk four amis, you pause for a minute, let things settle, and you walk again 4 amas, and you pause, and every time you walk 4 amas and you pause, it settles down your waist. Others say dalo pomish. I said better to walk 4 times, each time 10 amas, because a longer walk will help you more. And then you sit down. I guess in those days, the 10 amas was a long walk. You sit down in your place, and then you'll see that you'll be able to go to the bathroom before you eat. Saying well further, we're still learning about shiurim of different kind of substances, cheres, when it comes to cheres, clay, kedei litin bein patzim lechaveri. When they organize the beams, and you have, you know, then you have the pillars on top, and you have pillars and you have beams on top, and they put on the ground, and there's a distance between, let's say, the beam on the ground and the pillar on top, and so on. So they, to make it straight and all that, they will put in some pieces of clay to hold it up to make sure it's straight. So that size is what you, that's Kesel Choshev and Yechayim HaShabbos. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir says, Kedelechates boi esa'ur. Rameir says, you know what the size is? If you want to take out a coal from a fire, you would have a clay shard, but that you would take one coal out, and that size is enough. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedelechabel boi levias, enough that you should be able to take a levias of water in it. Amar Rameir, Af Bishen, I don't have no definitely proof, but I have a pasuk which sort of says something like what I'm saying here. It's saying over there that you should get, it says there, that everything you have, that the Navi is screaming, that everything you have should break down. And he says here that you'll have nothing left at the end, and lo yemotzei, you will not find, b'mchtasei charas, you won't find even a piece of clay, lachtos esh miyokut, to take out a coal from a big flame. So we see that's what normally clay shards are used for. So that's the shear. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, that very possible mishamraif to me, because then it says, and you won't even have a piece. You won't even have a piece to take water out of a little pool of water with this shard. So we see that's what it's used for. So Gemara says, so which shear is greater? Who's asking for a larger piece of clay? Was it a maid who says take out coal, or is it Rabbi Yisi who says take out water? Mistabra, in logic, it seems that Shiyuda, that Rabbi Yisi, Nafish, taking out water is a larger amount. But because taking out water, you need a sizable amount. To take out one coal, you know, what do you need? A small little piece. However, Umikra, from the Pasuk, Shiyuda, that Rabbi Nafish. But if you look at the Pasuk, Rabbi Yisi seems like the Pasuk is telling them that he's condemning the Yidin for going to Mitzrayim and all that. And he's telling them you'll be destitute, you'll have nothing left. And so therefore, L'chayda, because the Isak Data Shiur, the Rabbi Yisif, nothing. You can tell me that the Shiur Rabbi Yisif is greater. So what's the Pasuk saying? You won't have even a small piece of clay to take out a coal, and you won't even have a bigger piece of clay to take out water. If I don't own a small piece of cheres to take out a coal, that's the worst thing possible. What's the point of then and you know saying you should also know that you're not going to have bigger pieces? What's the big deal? Unless you're going to tell me that it's working its way down. Ramei is one side, but Rabbi Yisif is even smaller. I may take out a coal is a big piece, and I'll be saying, not only that, you're not even going to have a smaller piece, like it'll be, you know, in case of water. Says the Gemara, could eat like a should have been enough, if they're greater, lie lay bemon, first he curses him on a small piece, and then behold the lie bemon, and then he curses him on a big piece. Klapnisht. Omer, I was in the Mishnah also, lachtes esh, I bring a knife in the Mishnah, it says here, take out coal, miyakudig dayla. It doesn't say take out one piece of coal, and you're right, all you need is a small piece of clay shard. It says miyakud. Yakud means a big furnace, a big flame. So obviously, you can't have a smaller piece, and then you have to put your hand all the way into the fire to take out or remove a coal, and you're going to burn your hands. So it's talking about you need, obviously, a bigger piece. Rabbi Yisrael, Mishav Raya, there's a Raya, Shapakam Raya, the Meir, Rabbi Yisrael has a good Raya to the Meir, says clearly in the Pasuk, and clearly Shah to take water out of the pool. So we see clearly it's for taking water as well. But Rabbi Meir, Loimid Bay, come in, you're not reading the Pasuk correctly. The Pasuk goes as follows. Loimid Bay, meet the Choshin, she's not only going to lose things with the Choshin, like her muscle moving comb, the Lishtakar, like you won't find anymore, Alafid, meet the Choshin, even something which is not Choshin at all. Like who uses clay Shah to take out water? Nobody, so it's not even Choshin. Even that Lishtakar, like you won't find. So that's not the primary use, according to the maid, is to take out coal from the fire. A secondary use, not even a secondary use, just some, you know, the Pasuk is trying to say to them, to, you know, point out to them, you'll have nothing, not even things which nobody uses for, you won't have. Hadin Allah Hamitzi Yaim, we start the next Pedic, and we start off talking about nothing to do with Shabbos, about Tumah, and Avodah Zarah, leading into to what we're trying to get to. There'll be a couple of Mishnahs, till finally we get to what we're trying to say. That goes back to Shabbos. And then we come to the Sugya Shavuos. So, right after Shavuos, at the end of Shavuos. Anyway, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Menayin L'Avodah Zarah. How do you know that Avodah Zarah? We're going to talk about later about, you know, washing a bris, a child before. So therefore we mention this. Teisha doesn't like the Pshat, that's Rashi. Pshat Teisha says, then first mention the thing of Shabbos, then talk about all these other things, instead of leading into a thing which are totally extraneous to Hilchos Shabbos. Rather, says Tesis, we just brought down a pasuk and we learned things from a pasuk, so we can bring another Mishnah where we learn things from a pasuk. Rabbi Kiva says, how do you know that Avodah Zorah, besides Avodah Zorah, a piece of Avodah Zorah, shemetame, that makes you tame, not only if you touch it, but bimasa, if you lift it, you are tame as well. Says Gemara, could we learn out from a pasuk kinida? We compare Avodah Zorah to a nida. And we know that by nida, if you lift a nida, even though you didn't touch her, she's sitting on a chair or on top of two chairs, and you pick up the bottom chair, the din is that you become tummy. So the same thing by avodah zarah. Where is this pasuk? Kinida shnem, it says that you should get rid of all your avodah zarah. It says that tizim, you should toss it away, kamay dover, just like a woman who's a nida, and say tamla, say leave. Man needs, so we're comparing to nida. Man nida betam masa, nida tummy when you lift her. Avodah zarah betam masa. So we're comparing avodah zarah to a nida. So now we're going to have a whole discussion about this very point. Town house, and we learned over there, Misha, how you base some avodah zarah. If your house is right next to a bayis of avodah zarah, the nafal, and let's say the wall collapsed, the din is, in other words, so you had the house, your house is neighboring a house which housed the avodah zarah, and you had a common wall, and the nafal, and it fell down. Also, live in Osei. You're not allowed to build a wall because you're obviously supporting the avodah zarah. It's ketzad yasa, but you need a wall. Move it inside your house, 4 amas into your house, and that is where you're going to build it. So you're not benefiting them at all. They have to build their own wall they want. What about hoyu shalosh avodah zarah? The house, the wall that was in between wasn't totally yours, it was half and half. What do you do then? Is nidan machsa machsa, so then we treat it like half and half. So your half has to be inside your 4 amas, because you have to distance 4 amas. So your half has to be within your 4 amas. The other half doesn't matter because theirs. Avon of what happens to the stones of that wall, 8 of the wood, avon of the dust, metamin kesheretz. Of the avodah zarah, the stones and the wood and the dust of avodah zarah, they are metamin like a sheretz. Shenema. There's another pasuk that says that we should. It says what should you do to avodah zarah? It says that you shouldn't bring it into your house. Shaketz to shaketzenu. You know, it's mias, and so on and so forth. So we're comparing avodah zarah to a sheretz. So the first opinion, this braisa holds, that avodah zarah has the same din like a sheretz. We'll soon see in what regard. And Rabbi Akiva, I mean, no, that avodah zarah has a din regarding tumah, has the same din like a nida. The pasuk that we brought down before, Shenema, it says, tizram kamay dover. Throw it out like a nida. And you should cast it away. Ma nida metame b'masa. And just like a nida is metame, somebody carries her even though you're not touching her. Because we're comparing a nida to a zov, and a zov metame b'masa. Because it says a tachtov, even though you know you're not touching it directly. So it says hanoisa oisam. So the same thing over here. Af avodah zarah metame b'masa. Avodah zarah also is metame b'masa. Avodah zarah metame b'masa. So we have a machlekes. The Rabbanan of the Tanakhama says he compares it to a sheretz. We don't know yet in what respect. We'll have 2 opinions in a minute. And then we have Rabbi Kiva compares it to a nida. And we learn from a nida that what? That avodah zarah is metame b'masa. Omar Rabba. So now we have 2 ways of learning pshat. Comes along Rabba, and we'll have Rabba and Rabba Lozer. Rabba comes along and says, Tizram do amakro. What does the pasuk mean when it says Tizram? It means nakrinu, treat like a stranger, minoch kizor. Toss it away like something strange. Say toimeloi. Tell it to leave. He konus al toimeloi. Do not invite it in. Rabba says, Rabba, now let me explain. Bimasa, when it comes to carrying kuli amale pligidim betamet, the pasuk mefedish says here, you're comparing avodah zarah to nida, and nobody can argue with that. So everyone agrees that compared to a nida, the metame bimasa, lifting, so avodah zarah. Even if you didn't touch it, you lifted it, you are tame. The ishkesh l'nida. So what's a machleket tanakamba who says he compared to sheretz? Rabbi Kiva says he compared to a nida regarding another din. Ki pligi be'ever mesame. Ever mesame is that let's say you have a stone, and we know that if a nida sits on a stone, everything underneath it becomes tame. Like 10 mattresses, then the bottom mattress is tame. It's not, you know, 10 generation, but it's all the same tumor. But what happens if there's a stone and underneath the stone there's a big hollow part and a cavity, and inside the cavity there are things. So it's not your weight. Is not touching it at all. The stone is just hovering over it, because the stone, let's say, sitting on peg on, you know, on 4 stilts or something to that effect. So what happens to these kelim underneath it? So the din is by nidah that the kelim become tummy, because it says kol asher yir tachtav, everything underneath it becomes tummy. The question is, what happened by avodah zarah? That's the machlekes, and that's the question: whether you learn from shedus, you learn from nidah. Kiva sava can nidah like nidah mani metabev mesame, like nidah metabev mesame mesame af avodah zarah metabev mesame sotah avodah zarah. But rabbanon sav rabbanon hold kishedus. We compare it to a shedus. Ma shedus loy metami bev mesame. Rabbanon say, look, when it comes to carrying, I agree we learn from nidah, but to go this far ever mesame, which is like a real chumrah, no. We're going to say, with compared to shedus, there's no such thing that if the avodah zarah is sitting on top of a rock and underneath the rock there's a cavity and there are things there, they don't become tummy. Af avodah zarah loy metami bev mesame. Now the Gemara will ask, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns everything from nidah, why did the Torah say shakis to shaktenu, comparing it to a shedetz? What do we learn from shedetz? Obviously, there's something we learn from shedetz, and there's something we learn from nidah. So according to Rabbi's version, everyone learns from nidah masa. According to Rabbi Kiva, we also learn evi mesame, from nidah. And according to Rabbi, no, that's what we learn from shedetz. So what does Rabbi Kiva learn from shedetz? But Rabbi Kiva, my hilchas are ishkel shedetz. So why are we comparing to shedetz? In what respect? So we say, limishamshin, those things, that the utensils that you use to support the avodah zarah, they do not become, they're not like a nidah at all. They're just like a shedetz. They don't become tamei b'masa, they don't become tamei b'masami. That's what the shedetz are for, mishamshin. Nu l'rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, what do they need nidah for? And the obvious answer is, like we said, for masa. Rabbanon, my hilchas are ishkel nidah. Why compare to nidah? L'masa, for masa. The Luksha Rachmana Lenevela, a very simple question. So you're learning Sai from Nida and Sai from Shedetz, you're learning from Nida that Mahdi Tamei Masa. And you're learning from Shedetz that you're not Tamei Eva Mesame. This is according to the Rabbonon. So let me ask you a question. So why did the Torah have to give two different similes? The Torah could have just made one example, say that the Nida is like a Nevela. Sorry, Avodah Zarah is like a Nevela. What do we know about Nevela? You are Tamei if you carry the Masa. But there's no Eva Mesame. So why do you have to give us two different analogies? And between the two, we learn out of halacha according to the Rabbanon. Give us only one. Say Nevela, and then you have Masa, yes, Eva Mesame, no. And this is Akasha and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara, Veluk Shirachmona Nevela, just compared to Nevela, and there you have everything. There's Masa there, but there's no Eva Mesame. The Gemara says, Inochanami. So the Rabbanon say, you're right. He could have said Nevela. So why Taka does the Torah say Nida? Shedetz to tell you there's no Eva Mesame. To tell you Masa could have just said Nevela, we know both. So it must be another reason why it says Nida. And what's that? The comparison to Nida. Eleman Nida Eina Le'evarin. If one of her limbs, Chas V'Shalom, fall off, that limb is no longer Metame. It's only Metame as Eva Menachai, but no longer Metame as a Nida. Therefore, there's no Masa, and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's Als Nida. It's Metame B'Masa and all that because of Eva Menachai, but not Als Nida. So therefore what? So it's not metami bevin masa, bevin mesame. So af avodah zarah ain't al evarin. So why are we learning avodah zarah from nida? To teach you the din of evarin. If a limb falls off of a nida, a woman nida, it's still metami bemasa and oil and all that as evin melechai, but not as nida. So therefore there's no din of evin mesame. Same thing here by avodah zarah. If a piece falls off the avodah zarah, that piece is no longer like is like a nida, and it's not. It doesn't have these dinim of tumah. So here it won't be metame at all. So in the case of avodah zarah, if you have a piece that fell off, let's say it's made up of parts, and one part fell off, that part is not metame at all, and that's why you need nida. There's no din of nida by avodin. There's no din of avodah zarah by pieces. Says Yimor, okay. If so, this would Rabbi Chama Bar Guria asked the question: avodah zarah yesh no avodin avodin. If avodah zarah falls apart, does it still maintain it to menad? Why does it remain the question? Tifshalei maha. Why doesn't he bring a raya from here? The Rabbanon ain't levodin. According to Rabbanon, the only reason why we're learning from Nid is to tell you that there's no parts. So therefore, he should have resolved this question. Yimor says, you're right. According to Rabbanon, there's no question. His question was according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds you do learn from Nid sai masa sai ever mesame. What would he hold regarding avodin? Does he say you learn that out from Nida as well? There's no Avorin, or maybe that he doesn't learn from Nida. Rav Chama Bar Guria Libra Rabbi Kiva Boyla. He's asking according to Rabbi Kiva. So this is this is the one version of the Machlekes. That is that everyone agrees you learn from Nida and Masa, and the Machlekes regarding Eva Mesame from Nida not. And what do you learn from Shadetz? According to Chama, you learn from Shadetz that there's no Eva Mesame. According to Rabbi Kiva, what do you learn from Shadetz? The shamashin do not become tamei. The shamashin do not become tamei like a nida. And according to Chacham, we learn from nida, they learn evorin. Says the Gemara, there's another version of Rabbi Lozo Amar. Rabbi says, no. there's no way that we're going to be machma avodah zarah completely like nida. Even mesamid, there's no question that it's not metami avodah zarah. Could we learn from sheretz? Everyone agrees you learn from sheretz. It's not metami avodah zarah. The question is, what do you learn anything from nida at all? According to Akiva, you learn it's metami tumas masa. According to Rabbanon, if you carry avodah zarah, you're not tami because we don't learn from nida. We only learn from sheretz. What did Rabbanon learn from nida? We'll see in a minute. Again, the same thing about avodah. Says the Gemara. According to Abulazar's version, we learn from Nida that's Matami, and Abadan Savage, like a Sheretz. Ma Sheretz, loy Matami Masa, Avazor, loy Matami Masa. Says the mother of Rabbi Kiva, the Mahilchus, according to Rabbi Kiva. So why does it say Iskashova Sheretz? What do you learn from Sheretz? If you're learning Masa from Nida, what do you learn from Sheretz? Now this piece is very difficult to understand because we already said just said a minute ago to teach you that every Rabbi Kiva is Maida, there's no Evan Mesame, and you learn that from Sheretz. So Tesla therefore is not great as this whole part of the Gemara. But so we answer like before the Misham Shel, the teacher regarding so not only there's no Evan Mesame, but also regarding Misham Oshim. But Rabbanon, since they do not learn from Nida anything, they say there's no Eva Mesame, which you learn from Sheretz. Nor is there Masa, which you learn from Sheretz. So why does the Torah compare it to Nida? For what purpose? Like we said before, for Eivorim. Rabbanon, Mahichas Ishkel, Nida, Ma Nida, Eivorim, Vezay, Eivorim. Regarding the Din of Eivorim, by the parts of Vezay, there's no Tum at all. Rabbi Kiva, Lemay Hilchas Ishkel, so what do you tell me, Rabbi Kiva? So what do we learn from Nida? Only one thing, Masa, right? Everyone agrees there's no Eva Mesame. All we learn from Rabbi Kiva from Nida is Masa. So why does the Torah have to tell you Sheretz and Nida? And between the two, you know, there's no other tumas except what you learn from Nida, which is Masa. The Torah could have just compared it to a Nevela, and avoided it to a Nevela. We would know that there's no tumas, there's no tumas Eva Mesame, but there is tumas Masa. The same question we had before. If Rabbi Kiva, the Mahil, Chasa Iskish, the Nida, Lukshul, the Nevela, let us just say Nevela, saying, well, you're right. Inochinami. Eleman Nida, Ein Levarim. What do you learn from Nida is, just like Nida has no parts, Avavajazor, Ein Levarim. Avajazor has no parts. So Sayyid Rabbi Kiva and Sayyid Rabbanon learned the same thing from Nida about parts. Ela said, now since both of them learned from Nida about parts, what was the boy? What was the Gemara's boy before? That Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya, whether there's parts of Avodah Zarah or not, Sayyid Rabbi Kiva and Sayyid Rabbanon, according to this version, hold that you learn from Nida that there's by Avodin, by parts of Avodah Zarah, there's no Tumah. Allah the boy Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya Avodah Zarah Yeshna Avodim Ein Avodim Tifshalei Mahar from here, because Bein Rabbanon Bein Rabbi Akiva the Ein Avodim there's no parts. Says the Gemara. Rab Chama Bar Gurya didn't like this version of Rabbi Lazar. He learned Kerabba Master. He learns a Rabba, which is according to Rabba, everyone learns from Nida that that the Tumah is Master. And according to Rabbanon, you learn Sheretz that there's no two ever Mesame. And according to Rabbanon, why do you need Nida all? Let's compare it to Nevela. So we answered for according to Rabbanon is by Evorim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you needed Nida to teach you about Eva Mesame. So therefore, we have no limud regarding Eivorim, because we're using Nida aside from Masa and aside from Eva Mesame. So according to Rabbi Akiva, in the first version, does he hold the din of Eivorim or not? And therefore, he has a question. Kerabba Masna, Uboila Libra Rabbi Kiva. Yes, according to Rabbi Akiva. So tomorrow's Gemara will continue exploring these two versions of the Machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon.